and welcome to this week's episode of Matchup Maximizer, presented by Keegan Carlson. I'm your host, Jeremy Rosillo, and I'll be walking you all through Yahoo Week 20, which spans from March 3rd to March 9th, 2025. This is a busy week in the NHL schedule. There's a lot of teams playing four games, and a lot of teams on the traditional off nights, so that the schedule actually is relatively balanced this week. There are 12 teams playing on Monday, 20 teams playing on Tuesday, 10 on Wednesday, 18 on Thursday, 12 on Friday, 20 on Saturday, and 16 on Sunday. This means you're going to have to take a closer look at your team and see which schedules actually fit your lineup. For example, I have a league where I can actually not fit anybody who plays Sunday. I've already got 8 forwards going that day. So you just got to be a little bit careful, and I'm going to be sure to mention which days of the week teams play so that you can kind of listen to the sections that have teams that would fit in your lineup 4 times if you grab a player from them. With that in mind, I'm also not going to be prioritizing quote-unquote off nights because, like I said, there really aren't any off nights this week. Everything is what I'd consider a medium busy night as opposed to a busy night or an off night. Another thing to keep in mind is that as playoffs are approaching, there's only 2 weeks left in most sweet leagues before playoffs, you may not need to stream this week. You may want to look forward to your first-round playoff matchup if you've already got something locked up. So keep that in mind and make the moves that are best for your team, not blindly follow my advice. The first team I want to discuss is the only team who plays a traditional Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, quote-unquote off-night schedule. It's the Washington Capitals. Unfortunately, looking at the Kakupful rostership percentage, there really aren't many streamers from the Capitals. The only one I'm going to mention is goalie Charlie Lindgren at 49% owned. He hasn't been great lately, but assuming they keep their rotation that they've stuck to this year, he would play both the Monday and the Friday games, which is pretty good to get 2 games from a goalie and then be able to rotate him out for a Saturday-Sunday player. Also, while we're on the topic of goalies, I will point out that a couple teams, the Rangers and the Maple Leafs, play Sunday-Monday back-to-backs, so if you're looking to get an early week goalie start, keep an eye on those. I think Joseph Woll has already been confirmed for the Sunday game for Toronto, which means Stolarz will start Monday, and I would assume that Jonathan Quick also starts Monday. So if you want to get ahead of it and get a Monday goalie start, those are 2 guys to look for. The next team, though, I wanted to approach is the Anaheim Ducks. The reason I'm going after Anaheim first is actually not because they're first alphabetically, but because they are the only team that plays 4 games this week and 4 games next week, making some of their streamers a bit higher priority if you're fighting for a playoff spot. They play Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, which is the same schedule they have the following week also. The 2 guys I noticed from there that are widely available and I'd be interested in adding are Mason McTavish, who is only 73% owned in Kakupful. He's been quite good lately. He's always good for some shots and some hits, just a player that they're going to lean on. And Trevor Zegras, who should be back from his 3-game suspension. Let me double check that he's actually back on Tuesday from that. Yes, he is. He will serve his 3rd game of that suspension tonight. Zegras is only 24% owned. Both those guys see power play time. McTavish might not be in the top 6, but he's kind of a produce-on-his-own type of player anyway. And then if you want to look for lesser-owned players, Cutter Gauthier, Leo Carlson, and Ryan Strome are all between 10 and 12% owned, and Radko Gudas and Jacob Trouba are pretty lowly owned if you want some hits and blocks. The Ducks are a pretty juicy team to stream from. I think both of their goalies, John Gibson and Lucas Dostal, are pretty available also. I'd be looking to add Ducks as longer-term options if I need to replace an injury or something and just have that roster spot for 2 weeks, get 8 games out of them, and hopefully make some playoffs. The next group of teams I want to look at, and I'll kind of just run through all of them together because they all play a Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday schedule. The Buffalo Sabres, the San Jose Sharks, and the Tampa Bay Lightning. First off, I want to point out that San Jose forward William Eklund is available in 1 Kakupful league. If that is your league, you should fix that and add him, both for the good schedule and the fact that he's been playing really well since coming back from the break, and even before that. I think it's been going on a month now where he's been quite a valuable fantasy player next to Macklin Celebrini. Some other players from San Jose that look interesting are Fabian Zetterlund and Will Smith. They've both been hot lately. San Jose has actually found some good ways to score. Smith has been playing up with Celebrini at times. I don't think either of them are in power play one, which is a downside. So keep those guys in mind if you're willing to risk a San Jose Shark as your streamer. Buffalo also has some interesting players. Dylan Cousins is 90% rostered and is playing on the second line. I don't know if he's been even getting power play time lately, but either way, he's a good player. I guess the one risk there is he's been in some trade rumors too. So if he gets traded, that kind of messes up your streaming week. Even better though, the guy I'm looking to add from Buffalo is Jordan Greenway, who is not owned in any Kakupfel league. I was shocked to see that. He's been playing on the second line with Cousins and Tuck. Jason Zucker does not sound like he's coming back anytime soon, so I think Greenway is locked in there and probably locked onto the second power play unit. He hits, he shoots, he gets you penalty minutes if that's a thing your league has, and just seems like a good player that will always find the score sheet in one way or another, and I love that from my streamers. So that's like my low ownership streamer of the week. I don't think I'm going to find anyone better than that who is 0% owned. And last but not least, Jiří Kulik is an interesting option. I'm kind of less in on him now. He's playing on the third line with Benson and Quinn instead of up on the first line. Ryan McLeod took that first line spot, so maybe he's someone you want to look at. I did not look into him much. Kulik got moved down to the third line today, and I think he's kind of hit one of those. He was a rookie. He's played a couple games in a row. He's been pretty good in some of those games, but he may need a bit of a rest, and I'd be worried about rolling him out there for a four-game week, given how he's tailed off the past couple games. And last but not least, Bowen Byram on defense has been really hot lately. He had a streak where he had, 6 points in five games, it looks like. Doesn't have a point in his last few. Also isn't a huge hitter or blocker. If you can fit defense, maybe he's an option. He's 84% owned. I probably won't be going for Byram. I would target Cousins, Greenway, and I guess McLeod if he's up on the first line. Always interesting to see how long he's going to stay there. They are going 11-7 tonight also, so those forwards will get extra ice time and the defensemen will get less, so that's something to keep in mind. Finally, moving on to the third team that plays Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. As I mentioned, it's the Tampa Bay Lightning. I only saw two really interesting players from Tampa. I know Mitchell Chafee has scored a power play goal recently, but it doesn't look like he's actually on that top unit, so I'm skeptical. Most of the top six is owned. The only top six player who is widely available would be Gergensens, and I do not want to add him, sorry. But Nick Paul is only 43% owned, and he seems to be able to produce even from a third-line, second power play type of role. He had a streak of games where I think he scored in four games in a row and then was pointless in the last one. I don't like him better than the Buffalo guys. I think I'd take the Buffalo and the San Jose guys over Nick Paul, but he's an option. Additionally, Eric Cernak on defense, you could do. He's really toned down the hitting and the blocking from what he was, 2 years ago. So I think I'm less interested in that one also. I'd be targeting of the Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday players. Again, I'd be going Cousins, Greenway, maybe Zetterlund, and not really doing the Tampa players. Similarly to that schedule, the Islanders have a really weird schedule next week where they play Monday, Tuesday, Saturday, Sunday. That at least gets you the Monday, Tuesday games. I'm not sure if I'd hold a guy for, 3 days where he's not playing to get the Saturday, Sunday ones. That's something to look at. The obvious choice there, though, is Kyle Palmieri. I think he's got goals in four of the last five games. He had another one today, this morning, I believe. He's playing on the power play 1B, I guess I'll call it, and on the second line. He's looked pretty good. Always been a shooter and a scorer, so that's a great option to stream in. Other Islanders who look interesting, Ryan Pulak had taken a power play unit slot. I don't know if it's 1A or 1B, but he's playing power play. He's getting a lot of ice time, as he always does, with hits and blocks and shots. I always liked having Pulak on my team. He's 31% owned, so widely available. And if you need a shot in the dark, JG Peugeot is always a favorite of mine. He seems to just be a good hockey player overall, so you'll get a couple of points here or there from him, and you know that he's always going to be getting his minutes and playing shorthanded and blocking shots and hitting people. That's a pretty safe option, if you ask me. Next up, I'll pivot to some teams who play Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Well, I guess one team that plays Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. That's the Chicago Blackhawks. They have been brutal lately. The only two players I see that are really interesting are Toivo Teravainen, 75% owned, Tyler Bertuzzi, 24% owned. Bertuzzi is at least playing with Connor Bedard at even strength, and then they're both on power play one. Another guy who's interesting, this being breaking news, it looks like the Blackhawks just traded Seth Jones, so I'm guessing Alex Vlasic gets power play one slot unless they bring up someone like Korchinski. I guess Del Mastro came up. He's a prospect, although not particularly offensive-oriented one. I'm not sure I'm willing to add a Chicago defenseman for power play time specifically. Vlasic's kind of a fringe guy for me. I guess I like him more than Cernak and Byram for the upside there, but that's kind of a risky add. I don't know if I really want any of the Chicago guys, even with the Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday schedule. Similarly, there's two teams with a Monday, Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday schedule. And like I mentioned, Saturday, Sunday may be hard to fit guys in. I know Sunday is a problem for me. Saturday is one of the busier days, so these might not be relevant for you. And actually, there really aren't any players I wanted from these teams. The Los Angeles Kings, I couldn't find anyone because almost all of their streamers were added for their good schedule this week. And so obviously people are just going to hold on to their Kings for Monday's game. And then the New York Rangers, Keandre Miller is the one guy I was looking at because Adam Fox is hurt. But they did have a 5-forward power play at one point last game, so he may not even be benefiting there. Braden Schneider also will benefit in the minutes department, but I doubt he's getting power play time. I know Zach Jones saw some. I think I'd take Vlasic over any of those guys for if I'm trying to get points out of a defenseman. Just not a great situation. The one plus side is the Rangers play Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. So if you're looking for someone to get you a couple points on Sunday and then the Monday, Wednesday, Keandre Miller is the nice hedge where you can get both this week and next week points. Now let's take a quick break for an ad, and then I'll come back with a few more teams for you.
It might not feel like it, but spring is right around the corner. Know how you can tell? Golfers are hitting the links, and we have some tournaments to talk about. And if you want to do more than just talk, put your money where your mouth is. Get in on all the tee to green action with DraftKings Sportsbook. From Thursday's opening round through the closing round Sunday, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with tournament props, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. If you've never bet on golf before, it's easier than you think. Just pick something simple, like a golfer to win the tourney, and make your pick. It's that easy. I'm looking at the odds now for the tournament. I do not know any of these people, but it looks like Scotty Scheffler is the favorite. So do you think Scotty Scheffler is going to win? Or let's see, who has the highest odds? You know who has really long odds? Patrick Rogers. He must be a real nobody, but maybe a nobody's won golf tournament. You know, I don't even know. But if you think Patrick Rogers is going to win this golf tournament, then maybe take a look at DraftKings Sportsbook. By the way, here's something special for first-timers. New DraftKings customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm going to go through some of the teams that play on the Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday schedule, or the one team that does is the Winnipeg Jets. Only player I saw that I really wanted from the Jets that's somewhat available is an 82% owned Cole Perfetti. Perfetti's looked really good lately. He's playing with Ehlers. He's on the second power play. I think he'll get you a couple points this week. Finally, the last two teams I wanted to talk about play on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, so kind of the busier days of the week, but you still may be able to fit people in, especially at a position that you may be light on, the Dallas Stars and the Philadelphia Flyers. Dallas, I'd be jumping on Logan Stankoven, who just had a two-goal game on Friday. He also plays Sunday, so again, if you're looking for someone to help you this week also, he's 67% owned, he is up on the top line, and he is just one of their bright young stars who will be one of their guys they have to rely on for the rest of the season and for the future. The other guy I really like is Leon Bischel, who's the defenseman, rookie defenseman, 31% owned. He was averaging 6 hits a game since his most recent call-up, which is awesome in banger leagues. He is currently out with a concussion, but last I saw, he is progressing and doubtful for Sunday, but probable for Tuesday. I'd be willing to make a bet that he's back on Tuesday if he's skating already. And the way concussions usually go with teams like this, it's like they're back in there pretty much on schedule. You'll probably notice I didn't mention Maverick Bourque, who had been on the top line for a while. I'm a bit scared off of him, given that he doesn't shoot, he doesn't really hit or block, and is not on the first line. I'd be avoiding Bourque. I could see him getting a healthy scratch to rest up one of these games. So stick with Stankoven, but not Bourque. We'll see if that one comes back to bite me. The last team, the Philadelphia Flyers. Man, do they have a lot of players available. First of all, grab Rasmus Ristolainen if you haven't. In addition to his usual banger ways, he's been on power play one lately. Granted, I haven't checked if he's on power play one today, but I'm going to assume that's the same. Travis Sanheim's also available in a lot of leagues. Sam Ersson, the goalie's available in a few, and he's getting today, Saturday, off, which means I think he's almost guaranteed to play Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday next week. A three-start goalie is always a nice thing to have. And the usual smattering of middle six forwards, you know, Tyson Forrester, Bobby Brink, Scott Laughton, Sean Couturier. Take any of those guys, like, you're throwing darts here, but some of the Philly forwards, kind of similar to Anaheim, they spread out their scoring a lot. Any of those guys could have a two-point game, any of those games. Don't mind the Philly guys if you're looking Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. One other team that I guess was kind of interesting to me, Detroit plays Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, which is somewhat interesting if you're in a league that lets you have a lot of moves because you can add someone for Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, rotate them out for a Saturday, Sunday. Obviously, that costs you two moves, and in a league like Cupful where you only get four per week, that's less valuable. But if you're in a league that doesn't limit moves or has a move limit on the season and you have a lot banked, that could be interesting. They've both got Cam Talbot, 82% owned, although Talbot's kind of getting hit hard today, so he may not get the first game, but whatever goalie gets Tuesday will also get either Thursday or Friday, so that's a nice two-start add. And then Marco Kasper, having been playing on the first line for almost a month now with Larkin and Raymond, he's only 69% owned. I like Marco Kasper. I think he's played really well lately. He's been a bit slower on the score sheet as of recent, so maybe he's kind of hitting that wall like I was referencing with Kulik, but I'd be open to adding him if you want to go zig where everybody else sags and grab a Red Wing for three games and then rotate them back out for the weekend. Finally, it's time for the every week Sunday Savior section. Looking at the schedule for tomorrow, there's actually a decent number of games, but I think my top choice for a one-day streamer tomorrow would be none other than the guy I just mentioned, Logan Stankoven. It's a pretty easy choice when you can make an ad for a Sunday Savior and get some benefit in the following week, so add Stankoven, hope that he stays up in that first line. I believe he was there in practice again, so that seems like a pretty positive development. And hopefully he nets you a goal or a couple assists, and then you keep him for next week and get four more games out of him. Best of luck with your matchup this week and the next 2 weeks before playoffs. It's crunch time in fantasy, and have a good day.